Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin to talk about the orchestra's three-week focus on Vienna. We talked about how Vienna is so well known for the waltz, but about how that's just one aspect of the influence this city has had on classical music.
There's many eras, and what we wanted to convey is that Beethoven, and arguably in later features in our festival, will have even some Haydn, but Beethoven was central to the first influence of the Viennese, the symphonists, Viennese creating forms, the sonata form, Viennese also having the exploration of the concerto form, which we just heard. But not only Vienna did influence the later symphonists eventually with Bruckner and with Mahler, but is influencing even composers living today and Austrian who are paying tribute to their own heritage, but revisiting it with having maybe a different viewpoint and a different take on the music we think is only very nice and like a waltz, you mentioned. It's actually a little bit more complex and has different kinds of roots in history. So the second part of our program is definitely to explore the, let's say, darker side of Vienna, and therefore having a, as a launch of our festival, a complete picture.
Starting with a Beethoven quartet arranged by Mahler.
That is in itself a provocative thing that Mahler did, because Beethoven never wanted his Quartet Serioso to be performed in public. It was like an experiment, only for the four players of a quartet. And Mahler decided to do the opposite, enlarge it for even including double basses. And now we have the full Philadelphia strings playing this quartet together. And I think it brings, beyond the provocation, I think it brings a different dimension to that piece.
And you referenced the last piece by a contemporary composer. It's very unusual to end a program with a contemporary composer, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it was the only way in this program because we had the components and then the take, the modern take approach. I mean, we say contemporary because he's still alive. However, this piece was already in 81. So yes, it is recent, but it's not been composed last year. But H.K. Gruber is of a generation reacting to the so-called Gemütlichkeit of the Viennese, which is everything's always okay, a little smile, hiding. And hiding, he felt, his take on it is that it's hiding the real cruel truth. And post-World War II especially, he felt that to have always this attitude of ignoring some facts of the past was not necessarily healthy. On the other hand, he does leave us on a note in that piece where after a big charivari, like it says, so a big mishmash of many things, Viennese music combined with French and British, the final bars are indicating maybe that the only way forward as a society is to forget a little bit and just in order to go on and move on with our lives.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.